Chapter 15. The Pridometer. Test Yourself. How can you detect the movements of pride within yourself? Let's do a little diagnostic test. 1. In your heart of hearts, do you see yourself as being better than others because of who you are? Some examples might be who your family is, your position or title at work, where you were born, what side of the street you live on, what race, color, or gender you are, etc. 2. Do you think you're somewhat superior because of what you have? For example, the car you drive, the money you make, a new home, the latest gadgets or phones, the friendship of someone important, etc. 3. Do you view yourself as intellectually superior to others? For example, your leadership skills, the degrees you earned or the letters behind your name, the languages you speak, the technological savvy you acquired, having a catechist certificate, being mechanically inclined, etc. 4. When with others, do you always seem to talk about yourself, always calling the subject matter back to yourself, mentioning yourself as an example, always talking about your own interests, your own experiences, monopolize the conversation? 5. Are you overly concerned about what others think of you? 6. Are you always trying to make a name for yourself by making yourself look good? Or do you build yourself up in the sight of others, trying to convince them of how good you are? 7. Are you ready to stretch the truth, to lie if that's what it takes to come out on top? 8. Are you one of those people that always have to be right, can't stand to be contradicted? 9. Do you stick to your own opinions, even when they're shown to be wrong? 10. Do you give your opinion to others even though they have not asked for it, when charity does not demand you to do so? 11. If asked for your opinion, do you get angry and hurt if your advice is not taken or the opposite is done? 12. Do you despise the point of view of others? 13. Do you easily dissent from Catholic Church teachings that involve faith and morals? Do you think you know better than the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures, the Catholic Church, or the whole company of saints? 14. Do you find yourself saying often, God will understand. He loves me no matter what I do. God is greater than the Ten Commandments. God doesn't need churches or religion. 15. What do you do when you know that you have sinned and offended God? Do you go to confession, or do you pretend it never happened? Do you say that it's not really your fault? Do you blame someone else? Do you tell yourself that you are too good to really sin, so there must be some other explanation? When we do not believe that we really sinned, we repress our guilt. Since we repress our guilt, we do not ask for forgiveness. Since we do not ask for forgiveness, we are not forgiven, so we continue to sink deeper and deeper into the quicksand of sin, all the while saying, quicksand? What quicksand? I don't see any quicksand. 16. Are you someone who is very sensitive to criticism and can't even accept a mild fraternal correction in charity? 17. Do you find it easy to gossip? 19. Do you take satisfaction in hearing someone's good name torn apart? 20. Do you jump on every chance to point out the faults and mistakes of others? 21. Are you one of those people who can dish it out, but you can't take it? You can poke fun at other people, but when others tease you, do you get irritated, hurt, or angry? 22. Do you find it hard to forgive, even the slightest offense, telling yourself that people have no excuse for hurting you, that they did it on purpose, and that they deserve your wrath? Do you get angry as if you are some little god who should never be inconvenienced? 23. Do you feel the need to get even, always ready to hold a grudge and seek revenge? 24. Is it true to say that a lot of what you do is done for the sake of appearances? 25. Do you always feel the need to be noticed? 26. Do you always seem to be motivated by the desire to win the praise of others, like the Pharisees of old, who preferred the praise of men instead of the glory of God? 27. Do you think that what you do or say is better than what others do or say? 28. In speaking to other people, do you speak badly about yourself so that they may form a good opinion of you or contradict you, also known as fishing for compliments? 29. Are you one who always makes excuses when someone rebukes you? 30. Are you thrilled to hear the praise of others, and are you glad that others speak well of you? 31. Do you hide some humiliating faults from your spiritual director or confessor, so that he may not lose the good opinion he has of you? 32. Do you always have to have things your way? 33. Do you think that all your talents, gifts, and qualities are all yours and are not on loan by the merciful Savior? 34. Do you acknowledge that you are unworthy of all praise or esteem? Do you acknowledge that you are unworthy of even the things you possess and the very ground you walk on? 35. Do you feel hurt when others are looked at in greater admiration than you, or when others are complimented for qualities that you don't have or struggle with? 36. Are you one that in conversation with others you drop words here and there just to show off, hoping your listeners will think you are an honest person, or that you are very smart or witty, or that you are successful? 37. Do you get offended when someone asks you to do things that you think are beneath you, such as simple or menial tasks, especially in front of other people? 38. Are you embarrassed by not having a certain possession? Do you refuse to be happy until you possess it? 39. How often do you ask God for favors in prayer? Rarely? Do you subscribe to the gospel that says, the greatest people are the self-made billionaires, and that since we are great too, we must in some way be self-made and self-reliant, needing nobody else, never needing to ask anybody for any favors, including God? 40. Do you only watch the TV shows and movies that you want to watch, not submitting your will to the will of others? Do you only eat what you want to eat, not caring what the family wants? Will you only vacation where you want, rather than considering the wishes of your spouse? 41. Do you complain when your children, parents, wife, or boss ask you to do something above and beyond the call of duty? Then, after you finally do, do you complain about it the next day to all your friends and coworkers, as if you were being exploited or martyred? 42. When you experience success or good fortune, do you boast about it? Do you convince yourself that success is always due to your own hard work, superior intelligence, brilliant imagination, keen sense of timing, and the simple and obvious fact that you're just destined to be successful? Do you think to yourself that good fortune is the universe paying off its debt of gratitude for your magnificence? That it's evidence that God Himself is a member of your fan club? Does that make you feel justified in bragging? 43. Are there mostly pictures of yourself in your home or office, in your wallet? 44. If you walked in front of a mirror or window, would you really have to make an effort not to look at yourself in it? 45. How often do you tell others how very good you are at what you do? 46. Do you frequently interrupt people while they're speaking? 47. Do you have a really hard time asking for directions,